Amen. Okay, you guys are well practiced. I heard that over there. There was some stomp, stomp, clap. We're going to start with some history because, you know, we dive into Bible stories often without knowing what's come before or sometimes what's come after. And so as we look at the story of Nehemiah this morning, I really want us to just think about where we're at in history. This is a story about the people of God, the Israelites. And the Israelites are living in exile, which essentially means that they are no longer living in their homeland. The nation of Babylon entered the nation of Jerusalem, of Israel, entered Jerusalem and completely destroyed the city Jerusalem. They scattered the Israelites throughout the nations because the Israelites had no homeland. They had no land to live in. There was no place for them. This obviously made the Israelites very sad. They had lost their home. They had lost their livelihood. They had lost their community. But the saddest reason of all was that the Israelites knew that they had disobeyed God. Because God had promised many years before that if the people faithfully worshipped him, he would bless them and make their name great. But God had also said if they disobeyed, if they followed other gods, if they worshipped other gods, God would scatter them throughout the nations until they learned to worship only him. God promised the Israelites that even if they disobeyed 100 times over, he still had a plan. Even though they were scattered, there was a hope. The hope that God could and would redeem them if they turned back to him. Now, this word redeem is a big word. If you're little, or if you're like me, you might need to look it up. So to redeem means to buy back, to pay a debt, or to pay off. And because this is an important word for us this morning, I want us all to read that together, okay? So on the count of three, it's on the screen. We're going to say 1, 2, 3. To redeem, to buy back, to pay off. God wanted to buy back his people. God wanted to restore and redeem them. God wanted to restore and redeem Jerusalem because he is a loving and forgiving and patient God. And so in this story this morning, God does just that. This is where the story of Nehemiah starts. Nehemiah is living in the palace of King Artaxerxes. Nehemiah is a cupbearer, which means that he gets to drink everything that the king wants to drink first. Nehemiah would take a sip and make sure that it wasn't poisoned and that it was safe for the king to drink anything that the king wanted to drink. Nehemiah was far away from Jerusalem, but he knew that God's people were returning to the great city. He also knew that God's people were in danger because the city of Jerusalem had been once surrounded by a big wall. And that wall had been destroyed completely when the Babylonians attacked. As Nehemiah began to think about the people returning to Jerusalem, he became sad. God stirred something in his heart and actually broke his heart for God's people. Nehemiah was an Israelite, and these were his people too. Nehemiah knew that the people of Jerusalem needed God's redemption. They needed God's power, and that only God could provide for them. So Nehemiah prayed and fasted for 4 months. He confessed the sins of his people. He confessed his own sins. He begged God to remember the promise that he had made so many years ago, the promise to redeem and restore the nation of Israel if God's people turn back to him. So Nehemiah asked for God's forgiveness and help. And do you know what? God answered Nehemiah. One day, while Nehemiah was with the king noticed that Nehemiah was sad. Now, there was a rule that you couldn't be sad with the king. Like, the king liked happy people, and he didn't want you to be sad. And so Nehemiah often would just pretend to be happy when he was around the king. But this one day, he was sad, and he couldn't fake it anymore. And the king, who could have gotten angry and mad, didn't. The king said, "Nehemiah, what's wrong?" In that moment, Nehemiah prayed to God right then and there. And he said and God gave Nehemiah the boldness to tell the truth to the king. He said, you know, my people are returning to this great city, Jerusalem, but they're in danger. Their enemies want to attack them. They're not safe. And I want to go and rebuild this city. And so the king, Nehemiah had told the truth. He spoke it out. He said, this is what I need. But more than that, Nehemiah asked the king for the wood to build the gates of the city, and he asked the king for an escort to take him from Jerusalem from the king's palace to Jerusalem so he would get there safely. Now, this sounds like a lot to ask. Sometimes we go and ask our parents for something or, our boss for something, and we start small, right? Because it's always a good thing to do. Dad, I need $5. But actually, we need like $60, so we start small. Nehemiah didn't start small. Nehemiah went big. He said, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what you can do for me. And the Bible tells us in Nehemiah 2:6, is that right? 2:8, that the gracious hand of God was upon the king, that God was gracious to Nehemiah, and the king granted him all of his requests. You can go. You can take the wood. I'll make sure you get there safely. And I'm gonna, cheer you on as you're going. This was really surprising for Nehemiah. Nehemiah knew that God had to have been with him. And so he went, he walked or rode or however, got himself from the king's palace to Jerusalem, where the people had been returning. Now, the people had been returning, but they weren't really, like, excited, you know? They were excited to be coming home, but they weren't doing tons. They were kind of in that place where they didn't know what to do next. So Nehemiah showed up, and he gathered the people around, and he said, you know, come on, this is happening. God is on our side. God has made a way for us that he let the king, send me. The king sent me with the wood that we need and a military escort, and God's favor is upon this. And so let's go ahead and build this wall. The people were so excited, they started right away. And everyone helped, not just the workers. There were merchants and servants, there were priests and singers, there were kids and women and men, and everyone built the wall. Nehemiah asked each person to build the part of the wall that was in front of their house because he knew that way the whole wall would be safe and secure. Everyone wanted their house to be secure. As the people worked, their enemies became very, very nervous. These enemies didn't want Jerusalem to come and become strong again. So they tried to discourage the people from building the wall. They'd distract them, they'd yell at them, they'd get in their faces. But the wall got higher and higher, and the people, the bigger the wall got, the stronger the city became. The enemies threatened to attack the people of Jerusalem, but Nehemiah reminded them that God was on their side, that they had no reason to be afraid. So the people, with Nehemiah, posted guards day and night to watch over the wall and the workers. And they carried swords to protect themselves so that no one stopped until the wall was finished. God protected the people. And can you believe it? The wall was finished in 52 days. Now, for the kids in the crowd, numbers are hard. So 52 days is less than your summer vacation from school. And they made a wall that surrounded a whole city. Can you imagine that? The people knew, their enemies knew, that God was on their side. That God had been working with them to get this done. They would never have finished if not for the help of God. God had restored the walls of Jerusalem. But what's even more amazing is that God redeemed the broken hearts of his people. After the walls were rebuilt, when the people knew that God was on their side, they gathered together. They listened to the word of God read out loud, and as a community, they worshiped. They confessed that they had disobeyed God, And they knew that this disobedience meant a broken relationship between them and God. But they promised to live as God's people, to listen to his voice, and follow his commands. After this, there was a great celebration because God had redeemed them. God had bought them back. God had brought them home. Because God loved the Israelites so much, he forgave them. He restored their city and brought it back to life. He restored their relationship with him. God redeemed what was broken, the situations, the relationships, the things. And because God loves me and you, God wants to redeem us, the broken places in our lives and our hearts too, and bring these places back to new life. This morning, I want us to take a moment. I want us to think about what's broken in our hearts and lives. Maybe it's a relationship or a situation or a thing.